This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is a Monday, October 7th, 2019. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest on the show. Gwendolyn DeVoe is the creator and executive producer of Full Figured Fashion Week, an annual presentation of the fashion industry's finest plus models, designers, retailers, boutiques, and businesses with products and services for the plus community. The event celebrated 10 years of production in June 2018 and is held as one of the industry's most legitimate gateways for plus fashion and a must-attend for anyone involved in the industry. Gwen has written content for USA Today and has appeared as an expert on several radio and television shows, including Fox 5's Good Day New York, OMG Insider, Entertainment Tonight, and Inspire TV. Gwen's recent features include the Huffington Post Women's in Business, Fortune.com, Fashion and Style, and Biz Women, the Business Journal. Gwen will be recognized at the inaugural Full Figured Industry Awards as a Lifetime Achievement Award honoree, happening November 2nd in New York. And we are so excited to talk to Gwen today. Let's welcome her to the show. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Super busy as always, huh?
I always have time for you guys, though, always.
Well, thank you so much. So you, as I said, have been super busy, but it's ironic because this is the year you took a break off from producing Full Figure Fashion Week. So tell us, why did you decide that that break was necessary?
Well, as we go along in the show's program today, I'll share with you guys some of my recent projects. But, after producing Full Figure Fashion Week for 10 years, I felt that the brand itself needed to be relaunched, and we just needed a facelift. You know what I mean? Sometimes you keep doing the same thing the same way. You use the same people. That's all good, but people always come to Full Figured Fashion Week for excitement, and I want to give them a brand new, fresh look in 2020 when we returned. And also, I needed a break. I just needed a break. Now I'm producing shows for others, and that's been really exciting. And it's a lot less pressure, I think, when you don't have to worry about everything. You know, for Full Figure Fashion Week, even though I have a great team, I have to, everything is on my shoulders. So I took this time off.
And that can be exhausting.
Absolutely, absolutely. But now I'm helping others, achieve their dreams with a great production. And it's kind of easier, and this is going to sound funny to people, it's kind of easy to spend somebody else's money instead of having to earn it, spend it, it just gets a little crazy after a while. But, I'm still producing, but I am thrilled to be able to produce other events and make them stellar events as well.
And so a lot of people look to you as someone who, always have an amazing event and they see the finished product, but they don't know what happens behind the scene. Like I mentioned, it can be exhausting. So what were some of the obstacles you faced producing Full Figure Fashion Week for 10 years?
Well, the first obstacle obviously was the financial, the financial status of the event and trying to bring on sponsors and that kind of thing. But, I've been very blessed in that after the first year of producing Full Figured Fashion Week, people were coming to me. Brands were coming to me to be involved. So that sort of validated that what we were doing was, number one, needed in the community, and number two, that we were doing it somewhat well. And so, you know, after we got over that financial hurdle and brands started coming in to support us, the next thing was building the right team. Building the right team in terms of production is always a challenging situation. Sometimes you have newcomers, up-and-coming individuals who are good at what they do, but it's all about a flow and a fit. So sometimes I always use the analogy of the old versus the new. Sometimes you just can't bring everybody to the team because some folks, when they're like new hotshots, they've done it all before, you know, you just can't mold them. So sometimes it's good to have a unique mixture of people who've been doing it for a long time and then some other people who have been doing it maybe just as long as your older team members, and I don't mean old in age, but people have been with you for a while, but they want to learn how to do other things in other ways. So getting the right fit and the right people on your team, that can also be challenging. So we got over that hurdle because my team is the bomb. And every year I add maybe one or two, and sometimes people leave, but, you know, because they just want to move on to the next project, and that's fine. But so far I've been blessed to have some really, really great people to work along with me. Full Figure Fashion Week is not just Gwen DeVoe. It's the team.
Right, right. It takes a team. And so I saw that on your Facebook, you know, sometimes you vent a little bit on your Facebook. You have things on your mind.
I do.
Yes. And I saw a post. I don't know if it's still up. You might have went and deleted it. But it says something to the effect that imitation is supposed to be the sincerest form of flattery, but you don't feel like it is. Explain what you mean by that.
I think that, you know, it's one thing to emulate someone, and then it's a whole other thing to imitate. If you're going to imitate me, at least do it well. And I think that what annoys me is that, and I know that even me, Full Figure Fashion Week was a great event. It was a good event out from the gate, all right? To the average attendee, it might have been wonderful, but we had all kinds of chaotic things happening backstage, front of house, back of house, you know. So I do understand that we all have to start somewhere. But I just think that now there are so many more resources available that we don't always have to start at the bottom. And I think that a lot of times when we're doing producing events, we do it for the wrong reason. First of all, you know, build your own platform. You know, build your own platform. It's fine to do it your way. But if you're going to just try to emulate or copy what somebody else is doing, you should probably do it as good as I do it, or you should probably do it better. You know, I have a lot of followers. I have a lot of supporters. And to the point where when someone tries to do what we do, you know, people, I don't even know because I'm not checking for who's doing what I do. I eat, sleep, and breathe new initiatives almost like every other month or something. I got something new that I want to try out. But people come to me, and sometimes they're saddened because with my inability to brand and get a trademark for Full Figure Fashion Week, that's a whole other story, Shanice. People have found that they think that it's okay for them to try to go and name their events Full Figure Fashion Week. And so there's so much of this has happened, and it's happened so many times that I had to let it go. I had to let it go and just keep moving forward. But when you start using that brand, which is attached to me, people assume, as soon as they put out a flyer, I get the inbox message, is this you? And then I have to say, no, it's not me. And then folks that do not ask me because they don't know me like that, when they go and the event is a mess, it ticks me off. It does. It really does.
but you're not saying you don't want anybody else to have plus size fashion shows. So
no.
Let's make that clear.
Absolutely clear.
But it's your brand that
right.
people are copying off of.
Correct. Absolutely correct. I wasn't the first person to do a plus size fashion show, and I won't be the last person. And I think that the more of these types of events that we have, the better it is for the community, the stronger it makes the community, and it makes our voices, it enables our voices to be heard. So it would be silly for me to say, and I've said this on so many shows and so many articles, I just think, you know, people just run away when I'm venting. They just come to me and ask me, what do I mean by some of those things? But I think sometimes
right.
when I post people, they don't want any part of it. You know what I mean? But absolutely,
right.
I think that the more types of these events that we have, and, you know, and the other thing, too, is there's so much more to plus than fashion. Everything doesn't have to be a fashion show. We are
right.
just like any other special interest group or any other consumer. We have a vast array of interests, you know, just like
right.
what I'm doing now with the Silver Foxes. People think it's all about modeling. Oh, those old ladies will never model. Be careful with your words because you don't know what's going on behind those closed doors. You know, one of my ladies already has received a contract from a booking agent to go on some casting calls for movies and commercials. It's so not about, I think fashion was the door that opened up the plus community. I think that's how
right.
we nailed it. But it's so much more, Shanice, so much more.
I agree, because also sometimes you go to these fashion shows, you're seeing the same, you know, clothing over and over, like a lot of Instagram boutiques. Not no shade, but it gets repetitive after a while.
That's right.
So you mentioned the Silver Fox Model Camp. Now tell us, how old do you have to be considered a Silver Fox?
So, for all intents and purposes, for the Silver Fox Model Camp, because about two classes ago, I had two youngsters slip right in there. I didn't even ask them. I just assumed that they knew what Silver Foxes were. I think they were like in their 30s or whatever. But these workshops are specifically designed for women who are 45 years of age or older, and also I hope that I'm able to extend the workshop to men as well, because guys are really getting into the industry too. They want to, you know, they use products, you know, beauty products, you know, with the beards and everything. They want to keep their beards nice and smelling good. So it's like, it's just an opportunity for mature men and women who have emptied the house, the nest, if you will. Kids are going to college or whatever. They may have a little bit of, you know, some discretionary income that they want to do something with. Why not invest back into yourself? You know what I mean? You don't have to already be retired. But why not take this time, now that you've been a great parent or, you know, you're looking forward to retirement? You know, one thing my mother said, she said before she passed away, I'm afraid to retire. What am I going to do? What am I going to do when I retire? And I was like, Mom, but you got your church activity. She's like, I can't go to church 7 days a week. Well, I'm like, but you already do, kind of, sort of. But, you know, it's just another platform to make us happy. And I'm finding that there's so many of us who are being dragged down by the cares of this world, politics, health, health and welfare, wellness, we got this ailment. And it's like, where is the happiness? We can't brunch every week. We need to do something more substantive. And I'm like, why not invest back into yourself? Come, let's have these forums and these workshops. And, you know, maybe you used to go to Barbizon when you were 12 years old and then you went out into the world and you became a, I don't know, you became a nurse, and now you're getting ready to retire or whatever. Why not put that same energy that you had in your youth back into your life and do something that's going to make you happy? We're not saying that it's all about runway. You maybe you want to be a makeup artist. Maybe you want to be a stylist. Maybe you want to just go someplace and hold up, and it's more than the Pine Sol lady too. Maybe there's a favorite product that you use every day, and you want to let the world know how great this product is. That's how commercials are. People are looking for real people stories these days, all right? We put so much into this glam and this and that, but it's the real people that are following real people.
So would you say the age of 45 is when the opportunities are less and less for women in the plus industry?
No, I don't think so. I think that I do think that as you get older or more mature or whatever, if we're going to use a number, I just think that, number one, we think life stops. We think, oh, I got to get signed. Remember back in the day when we were models and we felt that if we didn't get signed by a certain age, there was no hope for us in the modeling industry? Well, we know that's not true, particularly for plus, because most of the plus models are already older anyway, because we had to find ourselves and become empowered to understand that plus is not the end of the world if you want to be in the fashion industry. It's not the end of the world. So what I'm saying is, as we become older, we have to understand that the same types of opportunities are there. We just may have to go about seeking them or researching them in a different way. You know, companies like AARP and some of these insurance companies and some of the pharmaceutical companies, you know, at some point the doctor is going to prescribe certain medications for everyone to sustain our life a little bit longer. Why can't you be the one in the commercial, you know, talking about vitamin E or you know, iron pills or something like that? It's just that we have to adjust the way we're thinking about getting older and what we can do as we begin to get older.
And besides this Silver Fox project you have, are you still doing your Big and Tall tour?
I am doing the Big and Tall. The Big and Tall tour was supposed to kick off this fall in 2019. That's one of the reasons why I didn't produce Full Figure Fashion Week. But then I started getting all these gigs, producing other events, and I just couldn't accomplish it all. So I'm going to, in addition to revamping Full Figure Fashion Week next year, I'm going to reintroduce the Baywalks tour with the Big and Tall Men next year as well. And the first time I introduce them will be at Full Figure Fashion Week. That's the first time I'm going to reintroduce them in hopes that we can start the tour in the fall.
Now, you have a lot on your plate. Those are just the most recent projects you have. But your career in the plus community spans how many years?
Oh, boy. Shanice, I think over 30.
Yeah, that would be right, because you were started in the 90s.
Yep. Yes.
And you will be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award at the inaugural Full Figured Industry Awards. Now, are you excited about this honor?
I'm very excited. Very, very excited. I've received a lot of awards over the course of these years. But I'm always excited when I receive them, one of them from people, my peers. You know what I mean? That means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that this is the inaugural event of the Full Figured Industry Awards, and I think it's going to be a great event, and I am very, very humbled and appreciative to be recognized as their first Lifetime Achievement recipient.
And do you think that, you've been honoring people for years, but do you like that more people are getting recognized for things that otherwise they wouldn't?
I do. You know, when we first, because remember, if you go back to the very first Full Figure Fashion Week, it took me a number of years to come up with this recognition piece. And when we kick off Full Figure Fashion Week in 2020, you're going to see more of that in a different format. And I just think if you go back, you know, there was no one giving us any awards, any type of recognition. It was just sort of us, you know, supporting everyone and just being in each other's company and having a great time. And then I just kind of felt, you know, there are some people who have really, really given, sown seeds into this community. Why not recognize them for that? So I'm glad that the Full Figure Industry Awards are, you know, coming behind us and doing that very same thing. And I like the way they're doing it. A lot of it is by people's choice. There was a voting process, I believe. And so, you know, it's different from the way we do ours. But I think that, you know, the more we recognize people, the more it will encourage others who are probably sitting on the sidelines saying, is this an industry I want to be involved with? You know, sometimes we have to uplift our own in order for people to stand up and take notice of us, i.e. Tyler Perry with the bomb studio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I mean, if that wasn't inspirational, I don't know what is. You know, sometimes you have to, you know, if people won't let you in their lane, you have to create your own lane. And what he has done for the African-American community should inspire all of us in whatever, you know, whatever genre type of work that we're doing, it should inspire us to look out for the next person. He is amazing. He's the MVP today, this week, this month, this year.
Absolutely. And like I mentioned, you're getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. You have been in the industry 30 years or more, and you've done so many things and created a platform for plus-size women in so many different ways. Do you ever feel like you want to retire from the plus-size industry?
Yep, like every 3 months. You know, listen, that body gets tired, the flesh gets weak, all those little things my mother used to tell me from scriptures and stuff like that. You know, I'm 61, and I've been doing this in some form or fashion since I was like in my late 20s. It wasn't all about plus, but when I started with plus, that was my main focus. And just like anyone else, I get tired, I get cranky, you know, you may even get a little petty from me, Shanice, you know, with my posts and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that you have to look at it for what it is, see how long I've been in the industry, and realize that, you know, don't charge it to my heart. I still love being in this industry, but, you know, I'm made up of flesh. I get tired. You know, and I do want to. I quit once, and I came right back. But that's another story, too. And even now, with the new projects, particularly the Silver Fox Model Camp, these are not all plus-size women. These are just women in general who are older, and they're not all just plus-size. You know, to be a part of it, you just have to be a certain age. So I am, in a way, kind of moving away from plus to be a little bit more inclusive, if you will, but my heart will always be in plus. I'm not like leaving the plus industry, but I am just broadening what I do.
Well, that's great, and you know, thank you for being honest, because sometimes I feel like leaving the plus industry too, and I haven't even made it as far as you, so I totally understand.
That's just fatigue, and sometimes frustration, you know, when things don't work, and, you know, when, you know, people are unsupportive, or people who appear to you, you know, the worst thing I think in this industry is thinking that there's a supporter, and you find out that this person is not as supportive as you think they are, whether that's a person or a brand or whatever. It's just, you know, it's like anything else. You know, not everybody's in it for the right reasons. I know we're in it for the right reasons, because we've been doing this for a long time. You know, people keep telling me, when are you going to put kids in your show? I'm not doing kids. I'm just not doing it, okay? That's not where my heart is. I want to stay true to what I know I can do. And the fact of the matter is, you know, there are still so many underserved populations right now. You know, kids,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there are plus kids too, but doggone it, somebody else do it. I just don't, you know, sometimes people just want you to pick up the baton and do everything. And that's why we lose focus sometimes, and that's why we get tired. You know, we can't do
right.
everything, you know?
Right. And one of my questions for you was, what do you think the biggest misconception about you is? But I think I've learned it during this interview. You know, I've interviewed you before, but every time you talk to somebody, you can learn something new. Let me tell
yeah.
you what I think the biggest misconception about you, since I'm talking to you right now in this interview.
Right.
I think that sometimes when you are protecting your brand and what
mm-hmm.
you've built and you're protecting it passionately, people
mm-hmm.
misinterpret that as you being mean or maybe
yeah.
you bullying, but really you're just trying to protect what you built.
Right. Yep. And that is, you said that so perfectly. And it used to bother me. And the other thing, too, is I'm not a real mushy, I mean, you have to be really close to me for me to be huggy-feely, mushy with you. That's just not who I am. I'm very straightforward. I've learned to use my filter. Before I didn't. You know, I think I'm softer in my approach. And you have to be careful. You know, there are always going to be people who are patting you on the back, telling you to keep it real. But even when you keep it real, it's not what you say. Sometimes it's your delivery. And so I've had to learn that. Throughout the years, and I am actually really, really proud of the businesswoman that I've become. I still keep it 100, but my delivery, I attempt to be a little softer in my delivery. You know what I mean, Shanice?
Mm-hmm,
And that's just it. I'm like the mama bear. You know, you come for me, I'm going to come for you. Now I'm just going to come for you, maybe not with a stick, maybe like some ice cream or something. I don't know. But I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change. It's too late for me to change. And those that have reached out to me to genuinely get to know me, I think that it's a pleasure to know me as opposed to listening to what folks might have heard about me. And I'm too old now. I can't worry about it. I got to keep going. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. So do you have anything else happening we could be on the lookout for that I'm something we didn't mention?
Oh, yes. I have one more thing in New York that's happening before the end of the year. We are honoring small businesses with an event on November 30th. It's going to be sort of like a coming out event for all the women who have gone through the Silver Fox Model Camp. And we're going to have it on Small Business Saturday. And we're looking for vendors, all kinds of vendors. We're promoting the event to a mature audience. So we just want to have this real bougie-type brunch with holiday sales and fellowship and cocktails and just fashion and just a wonderful day. I'm going to have information about it up on my social media pages, all of them. And Full Figure Fashion Week 2020, date not set yet, but we'll definitely be back. And, of course, let's not forget, like you said, the Full Figure Industry Awards. Not only am I up for a Lifetime Achievement Award, but the event itself has been nominated for Production of the Year. So I hope we win. I hope everyone that's a fan of plus-size fashion, not just Full Figure Fashion Week, but just the plus industry will come out and support all the nominees.
Yes, and before you go, tell us your official website and social media pages.
Okay, so the social media pages and the websites, they are still current, but for the Full Figure Fashion Week website, it's fffweek.com. You can follow FFF Week on social media at FFF Week on Instagram, Full Figure Fashion Week on Facebook. And if you just want to follow little old me, it's Gwen DeVoe on social media. Actually, that's Facebook. But on Instagram, it's Mogul Diva or Mogul Moments.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk with me today. This was a really, really good interview.
Thank you, Sadie.
And continued success on everything you have going on. And again, congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award.
Thank you so much. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, y'all always have stuff out there, and it's expensive for me to get to it. So
I
always got to, you know.
I get it.
But
I get it. Keep it real,
Denise.
Keep it real.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, and you do the same. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
And thank you to my fabulous guest for being on the show today, Gwen DeVoe. Make sure you support her and her multiple projects, as well as her receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award at the inaugural Full Figured Industry Awards happening again in November in New York. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.